show you what I got out of a pump motor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give him a glass of water and
see
that thing.
Yeah.
That's the most dangerous thing I've saw.
It shorted the dang motor and burned it up. Maybe you don't want me to put that on the table.
No, I'll put it right down there.
I can be it.
Look at that. Sit down on that thing.
There's a snake and there's a couple. Three of them. There were two snakes in there and two of them little frogs.
Wow.
They got in the motor there and shorted it. Seen it electrocuted them and then they. It shorted the motor and burned it up.
Where was that?
Down at the fish camp.
Oh, yes, yes.
Down at Heggie's fish camp.
Yes. She called him down there. She's out of water for you.
Yeah.
I told her she'd have to get that motor rewound, and she said she wouldn't do it. She'd buy a new pump.
Yeah.
See, that snake there, he got busted up pretty well.
Oh, that's a snake.
Oh, that's,
yeah. Yeah, that's a snake.
Yeah.
How
in the world get in there? I see.
Well, there's air holes in the pump, you know, to let it cool off.
Yeah.
So you have to have a little air in there to keep it cool.
Well, now that's on the outside. That's, you got your...
Yeah, but they crawl right in right in the coil. See, they get right around in the coil in there. See, you shorted the coil.
You mean they can do that?
Sure.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah.
Come to get this pump apart, there may be something like that in there. And you come
yeah.
to get this motor apart.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, when it started that humming, I thought, well, that's that same little switch.
Yeah, well, I thought it was too, you know, and I thought to them points in there, see, a lot of times that's just what it is. Well, I filed the points up, and...
I'll take a little something, too.
Yeah.
Still
I
didn't
run. I haven't sat down all morning.
I know it.
Miss Ethan, let me tell you something. I have a little trouble every now and then. The other day, I had to get some tires, so what I generally do is go in there at Town Tire and let them put on some retreads. See, I just go to town back,
yeah.
And I don't go fast. And, I thought, well, it's been some time. I let them line up the front end. Well, you know, the thing shook so I couldn't hardly get home. And I didn't go back till that Friday. I didn't go back, you see, till the first week, Monday. And I went over to the gas well. That's where my buddies are. And I said to Smitty, I just get mixed up all the time. You know, and I told him, well, he says, did you have your wheels balanced? I said, no, I didn't have my wheels balanced. I haven't had my wheels balanced a long time. Well, he says, you can't get around that anymore. That's a must. All right, I went back over there, and they looked at them, and the first thing they did, you know, was just put the jack on the front end and balance those wheels. And it,
well, you got to take your wheels off and balance them.
Oh, they race them right there on your car. And I drove on off, and it's just like a Cadillac. They charged me $2.50 a tire.
Yeah?
The last time I done it, it was $1. And I thought to myself, you see, they make more on that than they do on the retreads.
Well, I went down to Sheridan Roebuck, and I bought four of those fiberglass tires.
Yeah.
Fiberglass belted tires.
Yeah.
Of course, they cost you like the old Harry, but I put them on, and they balanced those wheels, tires, while I had them off.
Yes.
See, they've put it right on the thing there, you know, and And balanced them, and Jesus, that runs just like a clock.
Yes. Well, now you, how much they charge you?
Well, that was in with the tire deal.
Oh, they just, you bought so tires and they put them on, they balance them.
Mm-hmm. That's the way they sell the tires, with the wheels balanced.
Yeah. Well, you know what a fellow told me is, he didn't buy the retreads anymore. He went out there to the Farmers Mutual.
Yeah.
And he said he had on some of that tire now on his little pickup truck, and he'd had them on 40,000 miles.
Yeah.
And he said he bought the tires, and they did that. They balanced them. That's just part of it. Well, I'm telling you, you know, that sort of got me. $2.50 a tire.
Seems how that is. I think that they advertise them down to Sheridan Roebuck for $1.50 a wheel.
Yeah.
But you could go in and have them do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think now has happened to this little old motor?
Out here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the starter winding has gone bad there somewhere. Because I can turn the motor, I can turn the rotor in there, see,
yeah,
with a screwdriver. And it'll keep them going just as fast as what I turned it with a screwdriver. But it won't pick up a bit, see.
No.
One of them, see, there's two starting windings in there, and there's one of them there that's gone bad. Well, I'll take it home there, and I'll call them up down there and see if they're open this afternoon. I don't think they are, though.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, hey. No, I wouldn't think so. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I can drop it by there. You just told me what it is. I can drop it by there. I go right by there every day.
Down to Ocala?
No.
Oh, up there to Gainesville?
Joe Hess.
Where were you thinking of?
Lynx Brothers down to Ocala.
Lynx Brothers at Ocala.
Lynx, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I can get water. This will bypass the...
Huh?
I can get water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come from the other pump.
Yeah. Man alive, you'd be hard, bad shape without a little supply, extra pump, wouldn't you?
Jeez, it'd be like, you take a Hargis motor coat down there. That had two pumps. See, so if anything went wrong with one of them, I could cut it over onto the other one there and cut the whole thing out. See, they generally run the big pump all the while. Well, if anything went wrong with that, I could cut the little one in.
Yeah.
And Monty Harlan down there to the ranch motel, all she's got is one pump down there. Now, I'm telling you, when anything happens to that, she's in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I went down there and worked on it one Sunday there and got it going, got water for her. And I worked 2 hours. And she said, "How much do I owe you?" And I said, $5. She took out $10 and says, "You put that in your pocket." She says, "It's worth the other $5 to know you'd come."
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Now, you can't put two pumps on one well.
Huh?
You got to have two wells.
She got two. They got two wells down at Hargis.
Yeah.
Monty should have another well there. That's what she should have, because, you know, with all of them people in there, boy, I'm telling you, when they use water. When she's out of water, she's... Hell, look.
Yeah.
Do they keep those pretty well rented?
Yeah.
Mister. Oh, now, is that where they put that wall up there?
Yeah. Yeah, they put that paneling up, you know.
Yeah.
God, they ain't nothing to the top or to the bottom to nail it. They just put the strips up and down, see?
Yeah.
Nothing to the top or nothing to the bottom to nail that to. Well, then they put the molding up, see? Well, the molding holds it from coming out, but hell, you can walk right up and push it right in, well, an inch, see? Because that's what your strips are, an inch. and poke it right in, anywhere right around down there.
Yeah. How wide are they?
2 foot.
2 foot.
Well, the panels are 4 feet, see,
yeah,
but
yeah.
The strips are 2 feet.
Yeah.
See, they only put one strip in there, and I generally put two strips in, make them 16 inches in there.
Yeah.
I paneled a bedroom for Johnny Palmer's girlfriend down there at Reddick. And boy, now I'm telling you, when I got done with that, that was a beautiful job. John went and bought all of that plastic molding, you know. You see, it goes in the corners and on the edges and everything. And on your door casings, you come right over your door casings and put that plastic molding on there. And, boy, it's just as smooth as satin, as they tell about.
Oh, really?
And when they come into the windows, they had them other kind of windows there, you know, them canopy windows. See, and it comes right clear into it, right inside of it. And you put that paneling right back in there, see? And you put that corner bead on right in there. Boy, it made this about the slickest job you ever seen done.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it takes time to do that, you know,
yeah.
But boy, when you get it done, it's nice.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah. Well, then Johnny went and the funny part of it was John was telling me about going to Jacksonville and getting a $600 bedroom suit for somebody, see?
Yeah.
Jesus, I never tumbled. By God, I was up there getting that paneling on and all at once Johnny come up there with that bedroom suit.
For his friend.
Yeah, the next thing I knew, we got everything all set, and then Johnny called up and wanted to know if I'd go up and cut the doors off. I said, cut the doors off? Yeah, he says, we put wall-to-wall carpet in there. Well, I had to go up and cut off half an inch off the bottom of every one of the doors.
Golly.
Yeah.
Where is that place, Mr. Eastman?
Huh?
Where is that place?
Well, it's on 316 going
yeah.
Over towards, what is that place over there? Fairfield.
Yeah. Oh, she lives over that way?
Yeah. She's a widow woman. She works down at the prison down there, so she wasn't even there when I was doing the work.
Oh, she works and takes care of herself.
Yeah.
So she's no expense to Johnny.
She works in the store some, too, on Saturdays.
Oh.
She works in the store Saturdays, and sometimes you'll see her in there nights working on the books.
Now, what was that, Mr. Eastman, tell Faye about that? What was that pump that went out and Mr. Palmer said you was making a poor man out of it?
There's an old couple down in Martin, and I don't know, 3-4 years ago, they come up there, and their old pump went bad.
Yeah.
So the old man come up with another fellow, and he bought a new pump off of John, and he and the other fellow were going to put it in. Well, they put it in, but they couldn't get it to work. So I went down and I checked on it down there, and they didn't have the right kind of adjusting valve on it. So I come back to John's and got a different adjusting valve and put onto it down there, and then it run all right. Well, it was a brand new Berkeley pump, and it run, I don't know, 6-8 months. And all at once, it began to give them trouble, blow fuses and one thing and another, see? So I'd go down and fix the pump up and the motor up there and get her going. Didn't cost them anything. John would take care of the paying of it there. So I'd run along here, I guess, 5-6 months ago. It got bothering again, and Jesus, I couldn't make it stop blowing the fuses. So I took it for granted that it was had the wiring bad in there somewhere. So I come up to John's and got another new motor and took right down and put on. It run good ever since. I told John I put the new motor on to it. Jesus, Artie, he says, you're costing me money. Well, now I said, John, if that was your mother down there, you'd want her to have water, wouldn't you? Yes, he says I would. He says, Artie, old boy, you done just right. He always calls me Artie, old boy. He'll call up on the telephone and say to Evelyn, is Artie, old boy, around?
Miss Eastman, are you all taking a trip tomorrow?
No. I'll tell you, some people live a second house from us down there, and they're from Pennsylvania, and they come down here winter, see, and they own this place down here. Well, they're getting ready to go back north, and so we got to go and have a picnic dinner with them tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be nice. Where are you going?
Well, I don't know for sure.
It don't matter, does it?
But I'll tell you what we do. We go and buy a barrel of that fried chicken.
Yeah.
And you take and get that, you know, and coleslaw and the beans and potato salad and stuff like that. And of course, you get your rolls and stuff with your chicken. Time to get done, you got a good dinner.
Yeah.
So.
You can just stop out the side of the road anyway, where it's pretty.
Yeah, but you know, they got so many of them road places nowadays, and one thing and another, and then there's regular picnic grounds in a lot of places.
Hey, that shed that Mr. Eastman put up down there, that's as pretty a piece of work as I've seen. That's prettier than most of the houses are.
Uh-huh.
That is a nice shed. You know, old Hastings down there at Ocala tried to tell me that I couldn't build one like that.
How was that?
Well, I said, well, now, I said, maybe you think that I can't build one like that, but I said, I have built a number of them. And I said, that's just the way I'm going to build that. If you want to issue me a permit to build it, all right, and if you don't, I'm going to build it just the same. Thank God they wrote me out a permit.
Yeah.
Cost you $8. But, you know, if you got a permit, somebody can't make you a lot of trouble over it.
Yeah. Well, what was his argument?
Well, setting the poles in the ground like that. Well, now, let's see. So just how big a poles are you going to use? Well, I said, they're 8 inches on the top. Oh, he says, now you're talking my language, he says.
Oh.
I suppose he thought I was going to buy a fence post and stick in there.
Yeah, like I do.
Huh?
Yeah.
He's got just about as much sense. You know, I get off a lot of patience with him down there. Here was Buddy Huff's got one of them snorkels, I think they call them. They're on wheels and you draw them around, you know, and you hook you irrigation pipes to them. They got that big thing up the top there that shoots the water around. I think they call them a snorkel.
Yeah.
Went up by Anna Latin's and they caught her wires that went from the pole into the house. Tore them down and pulled the entrance off in the house there. You know, it had that cable on there.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't hurt the cable any. The cable was just as good as it ever was to put back up there. But the power lines, you skinned the power lines up some, see? So the power company come up there and they told her they'd put them back up temporarily, but they'd got to have a new line put in there, but they couldn't put no line in there unless they put a new entrance in the house. Well, I couldn't see why they had to have a new entrance in the house, so I went down and I tried to argue with them down at the power company. Jesus, they said, oh, you've got to put a new entrance in there. Now, he says, that's all there is of it. He says, she's got to have that new entrance in there. And he says, according to the new setup in the county, they got to have a number 2 wire. Well, now all these little houses using just a little electricity and number 6 wire is plenty big enough. But they got to have a number 2 wire and a 100 amp entrance. So there you are. So I had to take that the old one out and put a new one. Cost her about $60.
Yeah.
Well, all right, I got it changed. I got the entrance up there. I called the power company to see if they'd come and hook it on. No, we can't hook that on. Not without a blue card from the county. It's a $1,000 fine if we hook that on. Well, now, I said, let me tell you. When I worked for the power company up north, I said that was the main thing that we had to do was service. Give the customer service, no matter what it run up against. Well, we can't do it. Well, I said, let me tell you, I've hooked a lot of them loops when I worked for the power company, and I still can do it. And I said, this woman ain't going to go without electricity. So I hooked the old one back up. I called right up the power, county down there to have them come and inspect that right off quick, you know. So, and they got up until Thursday, they hadn't been near it. And this here was a month ago. And they're still running on the old entrance there, or the old wires that come in. Of course, it's all safe and everything, but you know, them wires are skinned up there, and they said they'd put some new ones in. But that's the service you get out of the county down there, see?
Yeah.
All right, then I had a building permit to, I took the, they had a double carport on the end of the house down there to Orange Lake Shores, so this man French's, I don't know if you know him or not. And they wanted that enclosed, screened for a screened-in porch, see, and leave their car sitting outdoor.
Yeah.
So I went down there and I laid up a wall 2 feet high, right around this way and this way. And I put a 12-inch plank right on the top of it, right around, and it had these 3-inch iron posts that set on, see. I boxed them all in. I laid my blocks so that the posts don't show in the blocks. See? I come down to the corner and I boxed it all in, and then I put the plank down there, and I took and cut a slot back in the plank like that, and then cut my hole out here, see? So that after I slid this plank on, I could put this back right in there and just tack it right in there, see, and fill it in with your plastic wood right in there so that don't show. And then I took and boxed in the pipes up, you know, and then I made my screens and went in there and screened it all in. All right, cost me $8 for a permit to do that work. And you suppose that you can get them to come up there and look at it? Now, that's what they're paid for, but Jesus, they won't do it. They just sit on their behind down there with their feet up on the desk and doing nothing.
That's down to Ocala.
Yeah. And old Hastings down there, you go down, he give you the runaround. And such a fellow was supposed to have been up there, and he'd call another fellow out of the office. And, oh, he says, I didn't go up, but he says, I think so-and-so done, and I think that so-and-so done it, and he ain't here. Well, there you are. They just give you the runaround.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I called them Thursday on the telephone. And of course, I had to talk to the office girl, and you can't really bawl them out too much.
No.
But by God, I did. I was just that provoked that I did. I told her right off, and by geez, I had the dates right down in front of me, right when I got the permits down there and when I called in about them. And that I was down there afterwards and got the permit for my shed there, garage. And I asked them then about it, and I says, and still they haven't done anything about it. Now I says, if they don't do something pretty goddamn quick, I said, I'm going to put a lawyer onto it. Well, she says, what's your telephone number? She says, I'll check it all over and call you right back. And they've never called. They won't do nothing.
Even with you talking up to them.
Goddamn, I talk up to them.
Do you run into a right smart aggravation like that, Mr. Eastman?
Well, take old Hastings down there. He calculates, you know, that he's about as smart on this zoning business as there is.
Yeah.
But there's some things that I think he could be told a little bit about.
Yeah, and he gives you trouble. Let me tell you, what happened to that preacher that was running Hargett's court and his wife?
Oh, geez, they run him out down there, you know.
Oh, he didn't last.
Oh, he's been gone. Geez, I think he went before Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, they got him out of there. And then another fellow had a trailer in down there. He kind of looked out for it. Well, now they've sold it, you know.
Oh, have
they? Yeah, that, it's Frank Williams, his wife's sister's boy. that bought it. His name is Wright.
Yeah.
And they lived down to Tampa, I think. And he's come up and he's bought it. Now he's got more than he bargained for. I'm telling you that.
Oh.
They tried. You know, Hargett didn't have no money. So I kept him going down there by putting oil barrels in for septic tanks.
Yeah.
See? And as long as you have a good drainage away from them barrels, well, they work for septic tanks and they work all right if they're hooked up right. Well, I got away with it all right. Well, then Frank Williams and this nephew, they was going to buy it down there. Old Frank comes to me about the septic tanks, and I told him, I said, there's four septic tanks down there on that property. And, well, they couldn't find them. They'd been down there and probing all over, and they couldn't find them. Well, I said, they're there. Well, damn it, he said, every one of them trailers is all I got's a barrel. He said, why the hell didn't you put a septic tank in down there? Well, now I said, Frank, I'll tell you. Charlie Harger didn't have any money, I says, and but geez, I put them in and I kept them going down there and I kept old Charlie going. And I said, if you want septic tanks in down there, you'll have to put them in down there. Well, he was going to make them put a big one in down there to take care of everything and run everything into it. He says, she can't sell that place till she does. I said, yes, she can, Frank. You can sell anything as is. And, well, he'd been to the Board of Health, and he can't do it. Well, I knew he'd been to the Board of Health. He went to the Board of Health and set the Board of Health onto her to try to make them put that big septic tank in down there, see? Well, she just hung off, and Jesus, old Frank couldn't make her do it. So they finally bought it without the big septic tank. Well, now they're going to have to put something in down there.
Yeah.
If I had been as mean and disagreeable as Frank has been to me, I would have turned him in the other day, because I was down there and leveled up this mailman's trailer, and the next trailer to his down there, the drainage is all stopped up and everything was all coming right up top of the ground, and there was the paper and the waste and everything all right up, and geez, all covered all over the ground down there. Now, what would the Board of Health said if they come up there and seen that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. All you'd have to do is tell him.
All I'd got to do is call him up. But I said, geez, I know old Frank would do that on me, but I said, I ain't quite that mean.
Well, he'd get to be so mean, Mr. Well.
Huh?
How'd he get to be so mean?
Frank?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's always been disagreeable. Well, then, you know, when I come in and started doing business down, doing work down there, that kind of cut him out of his high-priced rigmarole down there.
Yeah.
Why, he used to give that Trade Winds some of the darnest bills down there.
Yeah.
Why, old Varner said, geez, he just couldn't stand it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reputation he got, best people would tell you that who didn't even never seen him. He says, yes, you call Frank Williams and he'll say he'll be right out. And you never hear from him again.
Yeah. Well, here was the old lady, can't think of her name now, down there in the McIntosh. She had a kitchen ceiling just about the same as that, and the bulb burned out. Well, she couldn't get up there to put a new bulb in, you know, so she called Frank. Frank come up and put a new bulb in. He charged her $4 for a service charge and $1 for putting the bulb in.
Mr. Eastman.
Yeah. Well, now I'm telling you that she went and told that all around McIntosh, and Jesus, old Frank didn't get no more jobs up around there. But that he charged her $4 a service call.
Yeah.
And then whatever he does is on top of that.
Is he pretty well off now?
Frank? I don't know. He ought to be, the prices that he's charged.
Yeah. He's the only one down in there who's a well man.
Frank?
Yeah.
No, that's Larry. Larry Williams is the fellow who drills the wells.
What is Frank? Electrician?
Yeah, the plumber.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, let me tell you, Miss Eastman, tell me, where did you get your idea for that garage or shed you got? That's nice.
I've built a lot of them like that.
Well, now, you got those posts, 8-inch?
Tops.
Tops. 3 3/16, 9, 12 of them.
15 of them.
15 of them.
Well, I haven't paid Johnny Palmer for them yet, so I don't know how much they are.
How deep did you set them?
4 feet.
Man, that's really in the ground, isn't it? Now, you got a tin roof on it.
Yeah. I took and put them in there, you know, and we took and poured water in the hole and put the dirt right in there and stomped it in.
Yeah.
Jesus, man, them posts are just as solid right there. You can't show one of them, save your soul.
Yeah. Now, you got your runners up there, 2x6?
2x8.
Double. Two of them.
Two of them. Makes a 4x8 plate.
Yeah.
2x6 cedar rafters.
2x6 cedar rafters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you got all that from Scotty? Mm-hmm. I didn't know he'd have that good a lumber.
Cost me $539 for the lumber that's in that.
Yeah. Not counting the posts.
No, not counting the posts.
You use nails?
Yeah. I put 30 penny nails into them posts in there.
Oh. Just drive them in?
Yeah.
Well, now you see, I use these little old spindly posts out here, and both of them in.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's better bowling.
Well, that's one of the prettiest things I've seen.
It is.
It's nice, it's nice.
And the wood.
And I get that other end cleaned out there and get that leveled off and get some cement in there, then it's going to be nice.
How much are you going to cement in there?
Well, I think I'll cement them further, 2 vents.
Yeah.
In there.
That'd be about a fourth of it?
About a half of it.
Oh, that much?
Well, those 2 vents are 10 foot, and the one where I got the car and the truck is 12, see?
Oh.
Won't be quite half of it.
Oh.
And you're going to close it in?
No. Well, just partly on the other end over there.
Well, Mr. Eastman, I enjoyed the visit, and thank you. And let me tell you, how you gonna handle that pump?
Well, if you want to take it in, I'll just take it out of my truck, and you can take it in.
Yes. Well, no use making a trip for it.
No.
And now tell me again what you want me to tell him.
Well, tell him that you want it put in first class running order.
Well, now can he tell that from without me telling him?
Yeah.
Huh?
You check it out. They got things to check it with.
Have they?
And what do you think it is?
I think the starter winding is...
The starter winding?
Not bad,
okay.
And you didn't find out anything about the tractor?
Cookie's
out.
I see.
Cookie's out there. He went to... Cookie said he went to all the way to Newberry this morning. Can't you ever bring your wife up with you and let her visit a little bit?
She had too much to do.
Well, she'd never been up there but one time this evening. That Sunday afternoon, she'd never been back. It's time one right 500, and Cookie comes on. Miss Eastman leaves, and Cookie comes on. This channel one right 500, and Cookie comes on. This fella, let me tell you, this fella, Russ, you know him?
Russ
Smith, over here at Micanopy, out there, old depot. He's got all that equipment. But I don't believe he can move that fast. He got it all mounted.
He
take it right out in the field.
I'm gonna leave mine over here. I brought my tools. I'm gonna leave him over here. I'm gonna give you a key to the box. And if you need them, you can use them.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I do it well to use my old screwdriver. Yes, sir. Yeah, he's all mounted.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. But I don't know what good it does to come in that he can't move himself. That's,
Come
look at my head.
Do you want some butter on that?
No. That's something that I eat very little of it. Butter. Very little.
Eastman on it. He put that old 40-watt bulb back in. Go and keep it.
What, in here?
And yeah, he ran out this morning. His burned his bulb out. Frank burned his engine. What did he do to his engine?
He just run it so hard and run it hot, and the rings collapsed on it, and it was just drinking oil. It takes 3 quarts of oil to go to Gainesville back. He looked like a fogging machine going down the road.
Why, cookie?
You don't see as much of that as you used to.
No, huh?
Now, that's one thing inspection stations have no authority over now. You
that's
can
right.
go in there with a smokestack.
And there ain't a thing they can do about it.
They can't even look across, can they?
No. And I'm glad of it. Him and him work Monday night and Tuesday night, putting that motor in there.
Did he watch you or you watch him?
I watched him most of the time. Just to see that he kept everything straight, let him do the work.
What does he need? Where does he foul up?
Well, first place, he gets in too big a hurry.
Yeah.
He don't want to do it right. Gets in too big a hurry and it pushes it on out.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that and do mechanic work and do it right.
And then he's got to go back and...
He's got to go back and do it over again.
Well, now, he didn't used to be in this big hurry.
No, but you see, he's moves around a little bit more now than he used to. And he has to come to Mekinoka every weekend and so forth.
Oh, did he? Mekinoka?
Yeah. And old lady Graham's granddaughter, he got to come down and see her.
Is that right?
Yeah, but he slacked off there for a while.
Is it Andrew or Juanita? Andrew's her son.
Now, I don't know.
I don't know what children they have, you see.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
I don't know the children.
But, anyway, he has to come down here.
You don't know Andrew?
No.
Well, Andrew's the one I want to know. He's,
This girl's daddy works on construction work. Somewhere. And I don't know where. Do you?
No.
Well, what about... now, she lives right there behind Miss Graham.
Well, so does Andrew. Andrew don't want either both. One lives behind and one lives to the side.
Well, now this one lives behind. They don't live beside, they live behind.
Well, that's Andrew.
Yeah.
Now, he's the one I want to know. He's that little still back there. He's the one that gets after the niggers when they get out of their place.
Oh.
But he
didn't get after his son quick enough. His son is out of jail now under, I think it's a $5,000 cash bond for sale, for possession and sale of marijuana.
That's a come down, Ed.
Yes, sir.
That is really a come down.
Him get out and raise sand with the niggers and everybody else and then and let our own family go and let them get in trouble.
That
I kind of sired Frank for all 2 or 3 weeks. He didn't come down here.
Uh-huh.
No, he wouldn't come down. No, he didn't want no part of that. For about 2 or 3 weeks. He kept easing back in, you know. Because he's afraid the old boy would pull him in on it, see.
Oh, yes.
And by golly, he stayed clear. He didn't even, he just told her his car wasn't running.
Okay, have some more.
No, I had a plenty.
Give it up, my face. He can use it.
Yeah. He told me his car wasn't running right. He had to use his car for to get to work.
You learn how to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think he learned that, do you?
I don't know. But now he... Well, his car, he wasn't telling no lie. After he ran a hot that night, it just kept getting worse. I mean, it went from bad to worse.
You know, I found out a long time ago. Oh, yes, I know. The reason people lie, or seem to lie, is they try to do a whole lot more than they can do, and they get caught.
Caught in the middle.
And you can't sit on the telephone and call people and tell them you miscalculated, you can't make it.
I ain't gonna stand for that, ain't you?
No.
Well, you can't. You haven't got enough time to straighten everything out. There's just too much to straighten. Mm. Now, Andrew, he takes the gun. He draws his shotgun on the deputies and tells them not to come in there. And I think they know him, you see, and they don't bother him. I don't know how bright he is, but he really got a reputation. Now that's Ms. Graham, Louise Graham. She's known all over the county. Two counties.
And adjoining counties.
Yeah, adjoining counties.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows what goes on. And she got in on that interstate, you know, those intersections.
Yeah.
What do you call them? Yeah, she got money out of there.
She's married again now.
You know the fella?
No. I just heard about it.
He's ahead of something over there. Been over there for years. But I give up. When I first came down here, it was, you know, you could get around pretty well. See people. Now, Uncle Johnny remembers me. He is a night watchman over there on the farm. He'd pull up along there, and I'd be out there with binoculars looking at those birds. He asked me the other night if I still do that bird watching, and I have to tell him I don't. I guess he retired over there. I don't know what he did. He probably did.
Well, I'll be glad to get back to work at 8 o'clock Monday morning.
What about you doing that?
Oh, they give me a promotion and took me off of the tractor and the grader and so forth. Put me on a trash detail.
Oh, you go around and pick up those huge bins?
No, I just go around and pick up the, from the sorority houses, the trash that they put in those tan plastic bags. And, pick up leaves, and when they prune the trees out, well, I pick that up, me and the other two niggers.
What do you do with the leaves?
Take them to the incinerator where they make compost out of them, where they dump all the garbage.
Yeah, they don't burn them.
No, they make compost out of it.
Now, I've seen a lot of those pine needles. If I'd had anything to haul them in, a lot of times I'd love to have some. That's not this time of year, is it?
Mm-hmm. They give me more money. 36 cents more an hour.
Now, lay it up on it.
They sure will. Hmm.
Now, they pay you by the week?
Pay me by the hour every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks? Well, now, how you going? That's a long wait.
Now, hell, I get paid 1 week, and I get paid the next.
Oh.
That's all right. Well.
Now I do $106.78 for 1 week's work.
$106.78. Golly. Golly. Now next time it's
going to
be bigger?
Be double that. That was just for 1 week.
Yeah.
That's the first week of work there.
We really cost the state, don't we? Do you ever figure we'd all be working for the state? I never thought it'd come to that.
No, they're going to want me to take heavy equipment supervisor, and I ain't going to do it.
They just looking for somebody.
That's right. They ain't getting anybody over to take it.
They just don't want it.
I don't want the responsibility. I ain't gonna take responsibility. I got all the responsibility now I want. Of course, it would mean about $1.25 more on the hour.
That's a lot on the hour.
Yeah, but it'll be more opportunity.
I'm gonna figure out where I'm at, by golly.
Do they have right smart turnover?
Yeah. in that department. But Mr. Lake ain't got enough, he ain't got as much sense as that jar of manna he's in.
Is that the trouble?
That's the trouble. See, I had to set him straight the second day I worked there.
He was telling you off.
He was telling me what he expected of me.
Yeah.
I said, back up and start again. I said, I don't take that kind of stuff. I told him and supervisor too.
Well, they just set you down and read you off.
That's right. I got up and I got to my feet. I was ready to go. I said, just back up and take another stab at it, because I don't take that kind of stuff. I don't dish it out and I don't take it. You tell me like a man what you want me to do and I'll do it.
Well, that surprised me. I didn't know anybody over there dished it out.
They got to try every new man to see what he'll take and what he won't take.
Oh.
They know they can drive a nigger, but they don't drive me.
Can they drive a nigger?
Yes, sir, they can drive a nigger.
Can they?
They do it.
They get the bead on him. They get the drop on him.
That's right. Oh, Frank's to come with that cutting torch. Let's ride over and look at that truck. And that tractor.
All right. Let me see if there's anybody there. Now, let's see. That's making open face?
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, Guy Miles, you hear me? Can you hear me? Edward's over here, you know, this week, and he's talking. Is he not around now, is he? Well, let me tell you, he had a truck that he was. I heard him saying that he would like to move it, get it rid of it, sell it or something. And there was a fellow over here that might trade him for it, or buy it, or whatever you call it, you know. And I was just going to run him over there and let him see it, but I wanted to be sure somebody was there.
Put it down.
Yeah, he's out there.